Hi and welcome to Healthy Life Hacks. I'm Jennifer Jeffries, the present day wise woman, a realistic naturopath coming to you from the surfing beaches of Australia. This podcast is for those of you who are wanting to really rock your life and health and live from a place of prevention. Let's get into today's episode. 1 in 8 women experience thyroid issues in their lifetime. That's scary. Me, it happened at 26. Working and playing too hard in my 20s, which was in the 1980s, those incredible kind of times, I burned out. And the end result was, one of the end results was that I ended up with Hashimoto's. And my thyroid was just like, no, we're not going to work properly for you. It is so common. What I've seen as a naturopath, this has increased dramatically the last few years, the incidence of things like Hashimoto's and just thyroid issues in general, because the stress that was experienced during the pandemic and the lockdowns and everything with it. So what do we do? What are some ways? I wanted to hit on one particular simple step you can do today to support your thyroid. That simple step is to start eating Brazil nuts. And you go, Jen, Brazil nuts? Why? Well, bottom line is that Brazil nuts help your thyroid. Okay, so Brazil nuts are a nut that is rich in selenium. And selenium is a mineral that plays a really important role in supporting your thyroid function. So the thyroid, we know it's situated in the neck, in this neck area, and it plays a crucial role with metabolism. So regulating metabolism, our energy production, and growth and development in the body. And the classic kind of things that we'll find, if your thyroid is tired and you end up, you know, with low thyroid, so things like Hashimoto's is classic, you'll see things like fatigue, weight gain, hair loss. They're the most common ones. So Brazil nuts, what's the tie-in here? Brazil nuts contain selenium. Selenium is an essential mineral that acts as a powerful antioxidant and is necessary for the production of our thyroid hormones. It is. So it helps to regulate the activity of the enzymes involved in thyroid hormone metabolism. And it also assists in protecting the thyroid gland from oxidative damage. That's, you know, kind of that stress kind of damage. So selenium deficiency, when we're low in it, decreases the synthesis of the thyroid hormones. And particularly, it's playing with that conversion of T4 to T3. Which is what we need for our thyroid to work properly. The other thing in addition to selenium is that zinc, we need zinc. So, and I've done whole calls on zinc. Zinc is needed for that conversion of the thyroid hormone, thyroxine T4 to thyrodoxine T3. So selenium and zinc together are really important for benefit. So two simple minerals, but essential minerals, selenium and zinc, are actually really beneficial in improving our thyroid function and hormone levels in general. So according to a study, zinc improves T3 levels significantly. And I did go back and find it. I did a podcast in the last half a dozen about how copper and zinc run together. I'm not going to go into it again today, but zinc is a mineral that goes out of balance really quite often. So the great news is that Brazil nuts contain great quantities of both selenium and zinc. It's a no-brainer, simple addition to your daily nutrition plan. So in hearing this, please don't go getting excited and think, Brazil nuts are going to help my thyroid. I'm just going to eat lots of them. Don't. Selenium is a mineral that we measure in micrograms, tiny, tiny, tiny amounts. And as much as it's crucial for thyroid health, it's also, you don't want to be getting too much of it. Otherwise, you can get the reverse kind of thing to happen, okay? Some of the other foods that you want to think about that contain selenium as well are things like sunflower seeds, fish, beef, if you're eating, you know, dead cow. I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat dead cow. And so you just want to watch that accumulated amount of selenium that you're having a day. So please, 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 in hearing this, don't just go eating 10 or a big handful of Brazil nuts a day. That's not the answer, okay? We want to look at everything that's happening in the body. This is just one food that can help a healthy thyroid. So how many Brazil nuts do we need a day to have? So Brazil nuts, one Brazil nut contains about 97 micrograms per nut, okay? So we need about 200 micrograms of selenium per day to help our thyroid. Really simple. Two Brazil nuts a day will help to support your thyroid gland. Okay. Now, if in doubt, check with your medical kind of professional, but this is a simple food that can help your body, add to everything you're doing to have your body come back on track better. I've used herbs and things to look after my thyroid. In fact, go back and find the I did a podcast just on things I do for my thyroid. But I really want to talk about Brazil nuts because it's one I haven't touched on a lot. And I have a couple of Brazil nuts a day. It's a simple, easy tool to help support my thyroid to be healthy. I've never gone down the medication route by choice, not saying you don't have to. I haven't. However, I trained as a naturopath, and so I know what the things, to do. And I've always supported my body with herbs and nutrition instead. So please don't get excited. The Aussie thing to do is Aussies go, well, if two's good, well, I'm going to have 10. Don't do it. Okay. Try it. See how your body likes having a couple of Brazil nuts a day. But how cool is it that Mother Nature gives us something that's going to help our body? Something that's, think of a Brazil nut too. It's somewhere around that kind of size of a thyroid. It's pretty neat how all this shit works. So contains zinc and selenium. Give it a go. If you ever wanted to check out the show notes for any of my podcasts, where I always put like lots of information, head to www.healthylifehacks.com.au. I want to thank you for being here today. If you enjoyed my podcast, please let me know by leaving a review on Apple Podcast. Every month, I draw one lucky person who leaves a review, have a free 1 hour consultation with me. Be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're tuning in from so that you always catch the next episode. I welcome your emails and you can write to me at podcast@healthylifehacks.com.au. Until next time, remember, when it comes to life, live it, love it, and get on with it.